Thank you for the hold. My name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, I have talked to the lady yesterday because they, I don't know what was that amount, $67. And I said, what? I said, I didn't know about this thing. And it was a, you know, thing that you purchase. And then, and first of all, I said, I don't want the 125. Whatever you're going to send me, I don't want it. And I didn't ask for you to take out 6732. And I called my bank and I said, what is this? And so I said, you know, I'm disputing this amount because I didn't say nothing about taking 6732. And yesterday the lady gave me a cancellation number. And she told me once the money is put back, which it took, they took it anyway because it was pending. And she said, once the money, 6732, is back, to call my bank. Since I had a dispute, to call my bank and tell them that my money is back in. Because she told me, the lady yesterday, she gave me the cancellation number, was KC021. And she says that not to worry about it, that I'm going to get the money sent back to my bank account. And then to call my bank that the money is there and they will clear it up.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Maria and the last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that information. And just to verify the agent sent over the right person, could you please verify your address for me?
It's P.O. Box 1504, Staten Island, New York, 10306.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. I do see this started on March 19th with the survey of the purifier, and I see where you called in on March 24th. Yes, ma'am. And I see the notes that you did speak with an agent a couple of days ago, but I do apologize, ma'am. With you saying that you have a dispute in process, we'll need your bank to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped so
yeah,
we can process the refund.
Because I called the bank and I'm waiting for them to call me. And I don't know, can I have your number this way once they call me? I don't know when, but I'm waiting for their call.
I don't have a direct number, but I am notating the account to let them know once your bank do call in to verify the dispute can be dropped to go ahead and process your refund.
But I have to wait until they call me. That's why instead of me waiting forever when I call your number, then I'm going to be waiting.
Yes, ma'am, but I don't have a direct number so that you'll be able to get me on the phone or a supervisor on the phone. Well, I am.
You're a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Mercedes.
How do you spell that? Mer.
M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S.
C-E-E, two E's?
C-E-D, as in Delta.
Oh.
E-S.
Okay, M-E-R-C-E-D-E-S. Mercedes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now since you guys take a long time, then I'm going to wait because they're going to call me, you know, I don't know when, but I'm expecting a call. Then I'm going to wait. For, that's what I'm saying. You want to talk to my bank, but if you guys, who knows, it takes a long time to answer, you know, then I'm going to wait. That's why I'm saying a direct number.
I do apologize, ma'am. I don't have a direct number. You'll have to call in. But whoever you speak to will know that once your bank is on the phone and they verify the dispute can be dropped to go ahead and process the refund.
Yes, I know. But that's going to take who knows how long I'll get the answer. You know, you guys will answer. How am I supposed to have the bank talk to you if who knows how long it will take? For the banks, I'm going to wait for a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Or they can call in and We've had a couple banks that do wait. I do apologize. We are busy today, and it will be like no later than 5 to 10 minute wait on the phone. But yes, ma'am, in order to process a refund, we'll need your bank to verify dispute can be dropped.
No, yeah, because I have to pick up my other card. So because I put in a dispute about the amount. So, well, they gotta call you guys, correct? When I put
yes,
a dispute.
Ma'am. They'll have to call us in, yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me call one more time, see if I get lucky and if somebody answers. I have to go. If you don't mind waiting, see if I get lucky, somebody will answer.
Oh, I do apologize, ma'am. I'm not able to wait on the line while you do try to call them due to we have other calls as well.
So
you'll have to call back in.
Yeah, but then I'm calling right now, so I have to call the bank.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not able to stay on the phone while you get in contact with the bank due to I have other customers to assist as well.
So how am I supposed to the bank call you then?
Yes, ma'am. They'll have to either you can call the number back in or they can call the number back in, and they're just going to have to the wait is no longer than 5 to 10 minutes, but yes, ma'am. I'm sorry that I don't have a direct number, but they'll just have to wait till someone get on the phone. I'm not able to stay on the line and to wait on to a bank to get onto the phone or anyone to get on the phone on the other end.
But I don't know. All I know is they're gonna put my money back.
Yes, ma'am. As soon as your bank call in to verify dispute can be dropped, they'll be more than happy to refund the money. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because they're already going to put the money back. I already put a dispute on it. No matter what, I'm going to get the money. But that means, so the bank have to call you guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just have to wait until they call me. I don't know when, but I have to call them again and see, because who knows how long I'm going to wait for them also. All right. I'll let that I'm going to tell the lady at the bank that I spoke to you. Your name is Mercedes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.